out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Telhio Credit Union.
Tonight we got our fans with us.
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice.
The only thing you can control is when you shower tonight and you look yourself in the mirror, you're going to say that you have to be able to say to yourself, I gave everything I had tonight for my teammates. And if you can't say that, shame on you.
Here's your host, Bob McGallagher.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
That's exactly what the Blue Jackets have to do tonight. They have to keep on rolling as they're back at Nationwide Arena to take on the Florida Panthers. A nine-game winning streak is on the line for the Blue Jackets tonight. Welcome to a game day edition of CBJ in 30, presented by Telhio Credit Union. I'm Bob McElligan. The Blue Jackets going to get their biggest test in a while. Now, that doesn't sound right to say, being that they were just in Boston to play on the red-hot Boston Bruins on Monday, but the Florida Panthers have really been a team that is climbing. Now, they've climbed all the way to ninth in the Eastern Conference, but only the top eight go to the playoffs. They are ninth, and they're knocking on the door. They're knocking on the door of the Devils right now, more so than the Blue Jackets, but they are still in the picture. There are 6 points, There are 6 points that separate these two teams. If the Blue Jackets can win tonight, there would be 8 points that separate them. Why is that so important? Because the Florida Panthers have played 3 games less than the Blue Jackets on the schedule. That means there is a possible 6 points out there for them. They would have to win all of those games. I understand that they have a compacted schedule. They've got it tough down the stretch. I understand all of that. But if the Blue Jackets can get a win tonight and make that point spread 8 as opposed to 6 and not have to worry about those 3 games in hand anymore, that is one team that's off the list. As a matter of fact, that gives them their best shot at the playoffs to try to guarantee. Nothing will be guaranteed today, but it would look a heck of a lot better if you can beat the Florida Panthers here tonight. Florida's won 11 of their last 14. They've got some great players. They've got some great players that are playing great hockey right now. All of that is true, but there is so much work the Blue Jackets have to do within their own game, and if they do that work, they're going to get the result that they want tonight regardless. Doesn't matter. So it will be about a focus on yourself in the Blue Jackets dressing room. There is absolutely no question about that. Will Seth Jones play tonight? That's a question. It is going to be a game time decision, says John Tortorella. If Seth Jones does play, who comes out of the lineup? My guess, and this is a guess, I don't have anything confirmed. My guess is it's going to be Jack Johnson. And here's why my guess is that. John Tortorella, when he spoke to the regular media today, said that there are some guys that are banged up, and if Seth is healthy and when Seth is healthy, that will give him the opportunity to rest some guys that might be a little bit banged up. Look, here's the fact of the matter. Marcus Nuttavaara and Ryan Murray have done nothing to warrant pulling them out of the lineup. And because of that, and because there may be some players banged up, that's who I think it's going to be. And again, that's complete speculation. I'll talk to Torts here in just a minute and won't get into that so specifically because he's not going to give a specific answer until he knows whether or not Seth Jones can go tonight. But that's my guess. My guess is if Jones can play, that Johnson won't play tonight. Again, we'll have to wait and see. Sergei Bobrovsky will play in net. You're going to have a great matchup of goaltenders here tonight. Bobrovsky on one side, Luongo on the other side. You're going to have great young defensemen. Werenski, maybe Jones on one side, Aaron Ekblad, Keith Yandle on the other side. You've got great dynamic forwards, Alexander Barkov, Vinny Trocheck for the Florida Panthers, Artemi Panarin for the Blue Jackets, and let's throw Boone Jenner in there as hot as he has been. He's not as dynamic, but he is producing. So all around, there are good matchups all over the ice between the Blue Jackets and the Florida Panthers tonight. On paper, this looks like a great game. And on paper, I don't know if you can pick a winner. So tonight, we'll hope it's going to be a great game on the ice. And we'll hope that the winner is going to be the Blue Jackets. As I mentioned earlier today, I got a chance to get one-on-one with the head coach of the Blue Jackets. Here's my exclusive interview with John Tortorella.
Torts, as you go down the stretch here, and there's really so much pressure in all of these games about where you're going to wind up in the standings or where you're not, what about the fun factor? We never talk about the fun factor for your players. A young team, as we've beat to death all year long, how much fun are they having, enjoying this run that they're on and enjoying the pressure?
Yeah, I think they've really embraced it. We talked about this, two or three weeks ago when we knew we were in this spot and wasn't sure how some guys were going to react. All in all, I like the way the team has gone about its business, not just because we've won a few games here, but just handling really some of the self-inflicted adversity we put ourselves through games. When we get, we've had some doozies as far as shifts of momentum through lack of concentration in certain parts of the game, but we've handled it. We've come through and found a way. So I said it, Bobby, to you a few weeks ago. It's going to be a great situation for this team to go through this. I'm not sure where we go. I still am not sure where we go. But it has really given us a tremendous experience playing some meaningful games here in a lot of pressure situations with such a young team.
Well, since you have 9 one-game wins in a row, like I know you'd like to approach it, the most impressive part to me is, if you really break it down, you've won a third of those games without Sergei Bobrovsky. He didn't play in 3 of them. Seth Jones hasn't played in the last 3. How impressed are you with that, and what does that tell you about the depth you have?
Yeah, and that's what's exciting moving forward is some of the experiences some of these guys are getting when a couple of the mainstays are out. It gives me, as we keep on going through these games, because I got some D that are bumped up and banged up, it gives me some flexibility to move some people in and out in these type of situations and have fresh bodies in there in certain times through these next 8 games. So it's been, I hope we get there, because that's the greatest experience. That's where you start becoming a player, is going through playoff experience. But we've had fun here, and we've gone through a lot of different up and downs the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I think we've handled it very well.
Let me ask it to you this way. Do you feel your team deserves to get there?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to jinx us. I think our team is doing it the right way right now. I think they have concentrated on the day, has not looked behind us when things went wrong. As of late, a lot of things have gone right, but I think they've kept their concentration on the next day ahead. They've practiced well. Bobby, between the second and third period the other night in New York, I'll give you for instance, we have that game totally in hand until we have our 2 power plays. They score a shorthanded goal. Momentum changes completely going their way going into that third period. I wouldn't have done them any good if I went in there between the second and third period. I knew that. I brought Nick. I talked to Nick, our captain. I said, Nick, the coaches are not going in there. We'll end up hurting the situation right now versus helping. You guys take over the room. And that's a great experience for them. And they came out and played a really good third period. Coaches didn't say a word. They handled themselves in between periods, and they went out and played. So it's just been so many good experiences going through this. They're handling it the right way. If we deserve to get in there, we'll get in there.
I think there have been 2 times this year when you and I have talked like this, and I've asked you about Artemi Panarin and a dip in his game. I haven't talked to you nearly enough about how well he plays, and I think it's just become, you take it for granted because you watch it. When you watch him every day, what he does, you expect to see. People from the outside are surprised when they see it, but I'm no longer surprised, and I don't know if you are either, but this guy is taking it up to a new level right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a huge piece to our puzzle here. Back to your last question, if we're going to get in, he knows what's at stake here. I am thrilled that he scored that third goal. You don't know how important those empty net goals are to those guys for a hat trick. I'm thrilled. I had Testy take the face off. I said, Testy, get your ass off the ice. Once you win that face off, I want to get this guy on there. And he ends up scoring a goal. That helps him. So he has comes from a great organization that knows how to win in Chicago. We're trying to find our way and learn how to win. He certainly brings that type of stuff to us. And he knows what's at stake right now.
You know, and the irony of that is, I remember last year when Brandon Saad was here, you would always say, give some back. You've experienced so much with that organization. Give some back. Panarin didn't experience the same in the way of winning a Stanley Cup, but whatever he learned, not just there, but in his whole life, he's giving it back right now.
Yeah, he is. And the thing that he helps us with is there's no panic. There's absolutely no panic in his game. He's like a kid just playing hockey. He has a ball every day playing. And I think that's so important when you're going through a little bit of pressure situations, as we are, that you have to remember you have to enjoy the game too. He enjoys every minute that he's out there. And I think he's relaxed our guys. He's so good for our team in the room. He doesn't have to say anything, but just how he carries himself is really good for our hockey team.
Another guy that looks relaxed and maybe shouldn't be, he's only a second-year player, is Marcus Nudavara. He scores the big goal in the third period the other night. Panarin sets him up on that goal. That gave you some breathing room. It was huge. And all of a sudden, this guy's finding a little scoring touch from the blue line.
Yeah. Nudie makes a statement here to us and the staff and the organization that he feels he's a National Hockey Leaguer, not a guy trying to make the National Hockey League and stick. Since he's been healthy, he had a little time off when he got banged around a little bit there. I think that rejuvenated him, and if that's a proper way of saying that. And has come in and just very similar to Panarin. He has a very similar type of personality. It's infectious. He's just allowing himself to play, and he's having fun. And I just think he feels that much more confident about himself and his game.
If Seth Jones can play tonight, I do not envy the decision you have to make, because both Ryan Murray and Marcus Nudavara have made great statements to stay in your lineup.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And in that type of situation, it may not be those two guys. I don't know, because I got some guys that are banged up that would play, but it also gives me a chance to move some things around where I don't think it hurts our team if we shuffle some guys around. And get some guys maybe to lick their wounds a bit. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. We discussed it. We'll wait to see what happens with Jonesy tonight.
Team you play tonight is just as hot as you guys are, really, if not more hot, because they've been going on for months doing well. But the thing I'll ask you about the game tonight, how much do you have to clean up and be better than you were in Boston and be better than you were in New York if you want to beat this team tonight?
Yeah, the biggest area tonight for us is around our goal. It's a big, strong team. They do a lot of things in the blue. One of the things we have to get better at is stopping passes into the blue, stopping passes into the slot. They're going to be there. This Barkov, they've got some good players. And Bobby Bugner and his staff have done a terrific job of just staying with it here. They're full of confidence. That's the area, is around the front of our net that I think we have to be better at.
You know, we were listening, Jody and I were listening to Bob Bugner talk yesterday, and the things that he says about his team are almost identical to the things that you're saying about your team. Confidence is a big word. Having fun is a big thing. And Jody pointed out, when Bob Bugner was a player, he was one of those guys that people gravitated to, and it looks like maybe his team, now that he's settled in, it's first-year head coach here, it looks like maybe they're gravitating toward him and his personality.
Yeah, the way Bobby played, he demands immediate respect. I don't know him really well, just had some conversations along the way. I always respected him as a player, and I'm sure a guy that had played the role that he played in the when he played the game knows what the guys need at certain times in a long year, that you need a little bit of fun. Sometimes you need to be pushed, but I just think he gets it. He just seems like a guy that gets it, and I think he's really helped his team.
That is some very high praise from Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella for the head coach of the Florida Panthers, Bob Bugner, who, don't forget, was an assistant coach here with the Blue Jackets once upon a time. And boy, how he has grown ever since then. He was a head coach in junior hockey, as he is part owner of the Windsor Spitfires. So he was coaching there. He comes to the Blue Jackets. He takes an assistant coach's job with Scott Arneal. That only lasts for a year for Bugner. He goes back to junior and coaches the Spitfires again. He's won some Memorial Cup championships, and then he gets back into the NHL. He was an assistant coach in San Jose with the Sharks under Peter DeBoer, and then this past summer landed this job with the Florida Panthers, where he is doing a great job. And again, the personality of the team eventually takes on the personality of the coach. Blue Jackets are that way. When John Tortorella came in, they were a different type of personality. They have different players now, but just the way they operate is much different. The Florida Panthers, the very same way under Bob Buechner. John Tortorella is not going to put Brandon Dubinsky back in the lineup tonight. He is going to leave the veteran forward out of the lineup for a second straight game. He was healthy scratched in New York on Tuesday. Same result here tonight. Lucas Sedlak got a chance to draw in on Tuesday, and he stays in the lineup for tonight. I had a chance to catch up with Lucas earlier today.
Lucas, how tough is it to wait to get back into the lineup, especially when you see the team is playing well and knowing that you could be a part of it, you're just not getting the chance to?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, get out of the lineup, healthy scratch a couple times in a row. It's always tough for everybody. So I was just trying to keep positive mind, you know, come to the locker room with a smile on my face, be a good teammate for the boys, and just be focused on my chance and when I get a chance to play to do my best and help this team.
And you did that the other night in New York. You were right around the net, especially early in the game. Coming onto that line with Matt Calvert and Mark Letestu, how comfortable is it to play with those two guys?
Yeah, it's really easy for me to step in that line. They're all smart players, veterans, so they know what to do. And playing out of position a little bit on the left side, they're helping me a lot. They talk to me a lot when I have puck on the board, so I know what to do with that. So that helps too.
You've been on that fourth line all year, and many times you were the guy with the most experience there, and you were trying to guide everybody else. To come back in and be with two veteran players like that and just kind of go along for the ride, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but just not to have all the responsibility, does that help you out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's way easier for me to play with those two guys. As I said, they're veteran guys. They know what to do there. So we tried to talk a little bit on the bench about some situations, but I think me and Calvi played a little bit together, so we know what to expect. And Testy is just a smart player, you know. He reads all of us really well, so that helps.
Here in the home dressing room, you are right next to Thomas Vanek. And he's only been here for a couple of weeks, but what kind of an impact has he had on you and on this team?
Big one, definitely. You know, not only on the ice, you know, he scored a couple of big goals, great plays, stuff like that. But even in the locker room, he's such a funny guy. So he keeps the spirits up. And finally, I got to speak to Czech to somebody. So that was nice, too.
And not only funny, though, but he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And has he helped you guys kind of settle down and figure out certain situations on how you can be better as a team?
Yeah, definitely. I saw him talk to the power play guys all the times. They discussed all the situations, so he's really good at with that, yeah.
What's the atmosphere like with this team right now? How much fun are you guys having?
Yeah, we are a much looser team than we was before, you know, 9 in a row. That's what we're going to do. But we still have to approach each game as it is, and, you know, nothing's for sure like as far as playoffs. So we have to keep battling for our spot and get the best spot as we can.
And the team you're playing tonight, you do have a chance to put a lot of distance between yourselves and them, but Torts always preaches that one game at a time. Is it tough to keep that one game at a time mentality?
Not really. Not now, you know. At this stage of the season, it's easier than, you know, we have 20 games in a row, 20 games back. So now it's easier, you know, you have 8 games left or whatever, so it's much easier to do that.
That is the always smiling Lucas Sedlak, who really fits in well with Matt Calvert and Mark Letestu on that fourth line. I was teasing Lucas. I was teasing Lucas, there we go, before we started that interview, and I said to him, you know, if you had scored on those two grade-A scoring chances you had in the first period of the game in New York, you would have been a post-game interview the other night instead of having to wait 2 days to be a pre-game interview today. And you know what he did? He laughed, because that's what he does. He has such a good spirit about him, just the way he is. When I asked him about Thomas Vanek, he was breaking into a smile before I even finished my sentence. When asking him about Thomas Vanek, he enjoys life, Lucas Sedlak does. He enjoys playing, and he gets a chance to play again tonight for the Blue Jackets against the Florida Panthers. Well, let's go in-depth on the Florida Panthers and find out a little bit more about what is making them tick. What has them being one of the hottest teams in the NHL? I'm going to talk to somebody that will help to explain all of that to you right after I ask you when the last time you wrote a paper check to pay for something was. You may or may not even remember. Well, you don't need to remember. Forget about it. Forget about a checking account. It's time to stop checking around. Telhio Credit Union is where you need to go, because they have a new account. It's called the My Life account, and it's built for your digital financial lifestyle. With the Telhio My Life account, you have access to what is a chip-enabled fuel tank with digital DNA for your busy life. Now, what does all of that mean? I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I can tell you at Telhio they are, and you can find out all you need to know, and you can open a My Life account by going to telhio.org. Telhio is open to all in Central and Southwest Ohio, and they are federally insured. by NCUA. The Florida Panthers, team that is trying to get into the playoffs, desperately trying to get into the playoffs. Well, I happen to have a pretty good inside source with the Panthers, and it is the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, Doug Plagans. Doug and I, a long time ago, were together in Syracuse in a couple of different roles. You'll hear about that coming up in just a moment. But I had a chance to catch up with Doug earlier today and get the lowdown on Florida.
Doug, the Panthers are red hot and have been for a long time, quite frankly. How frustrating is it for them that they're so hot and yet still on the outside looking in when it comes to the playoffs?
You know, I don't think the team has let any sort of frustration soak in. I mean, you look at right now, they've gotten within a point of a playoff spot. They know they've positioned themselves really well here going down the stretch, playing their best hockey of the year. It sounds cliche, but this group really has done just a great job of keeping it not only day by day, game by game, but shift by shift here as we move down the stretch. Playing a lot of hockey in a short period of time, but 18-5-1 in their last 24 games. It really says a lot about not only a lot of things clicking, but what this leadership group and the work of Bob Bugner as a head coach, everything's really come together here.
And for Bob Bugner, it takes time to get acclimated as a head coach, especially a first-time head coach in the NHL. Do you feel like right now he and the team are on the same page?
No question about it. He's done a heck of a job, and Bob Bugner came in here with a great track record at different levels. Was some good San Jose teams as an assistant before coming to Florida. Won Memorial Cups at the major junior level, so came in with a great track record, and he's really done a great job with this group here. And again, as the season's gone on, you've seen just how great of a coach he is, and the job that he's been able to do here, and you've seen things really take off.
How big of a difference is the health of the team as opposed to a year ago? I mean, this is a very talented team. Everybody has known that. But last year, there were just key guys that were hurt for way too long of periods of time, wasn't it?
The injury bug did catch the team last year, no question about it. I mean, the one that really stands out is Jonathan Huberdeau missed the first 51 games of last season. He's been healthy this year, and for the most part, the Panthers have been pretty healthy, with the exception Roberto Luongo did miss a couple of months in there. But knock on wood, this team has been able to stay healthy for big stretches of the year. That's been a big reason for the success, and since Roberto Luongo's come back from that injury, I mean, he's 8-2-1 his last 11 games. He's really been playing at that elite level that we saw him at before the injury.
How does he do it? I mean, this guy is getting into his late 30s now. I mean, he shouldn't be playing like that.
He's just so positionally sound, and he's, you know, it's one of those things, and you've seen it with a lot of great players. I know you watch him on TV, and you know when a guy's an elite player, but then when you see him behind the scenes, and you see him at practice every day, and you see the way that he goes about his business and the way he prepares and takes care of himself, it's no wonder that he's in his late 30s still playing at an all-star level. So he's been a huge part of this Panthers team, and the young defense has really blossomed in front of him as well.
How has Bob Bugner approached what's going on right now with, you know, you're getting down to a handful of games left? You guys have three more games left than we do here. But how's he approached keeping the team focused and trying to make sure they're not looking too far ahead so that you kind of forget about where you are today?
Well, I think he's been saying for a while that, you know, these games are ones that have to be approached as playoff games. Doesn't matter who the Panthers are playing on a given night. He's really done a good job just keeping the team's focus where it needs to be. You know, they understand the magnitude of the games, and I think it really has just been that day-by-day focus. That's what's led to things being where they are right now.
Well, for those that don't know the history between you and I, many moons ago when I was working in Syracuse, you were going to grad school and you were an intern for me and got a chance to get on the air, which led to a career now in both the ECHL and the American Hockey League and now here in the NHL. So you were just telling me before we started this that this was the teacher versus student night. Now, neither of us has anything to do with what the outcome of this game is going to be, but I'm trying to figure out who's Obi-Wan and who's Darth Vader, because if you win tonight, you're Darth Vader to me.
Well, maybe we'll just have to drop the headsets off the opening draw tonight.
Well, maybe. And I don't know, because you're, as much as I like wrestling, you're way more up-to-date and current in wrestling than me, so I don't know if that'd be a good match for me.
Hey, you know, we give the fans what they want, right?
Absolutely. You've been in South Florida for the last couple of years, and, you know, great place to do hockey, no question about it. But one thing you do in the summertime is you make a baseball trip every year. You got your baseball trip down for this year?
We're still waiting and seeing. We'll see how things go. My buddy who I go on the trip with every year works in hockey as well. He's with the Utah Grizzlies in the ECHL. So we tend to wait till everything is, you know, till the dust has settled on the hockey season. Then we look at the schedules and kind of plan out a route that makes sense. So We'll wait and see. I'm at 24 active parks. Got to knock out those last six ones.
What are they?
I've got to go to the two Texas parks, Seattle, Arizona, Denver, and the new one in Atlanta. Saw Metallica at the new one in Atlanta, but it wasn't a baseball game, so it doesn't count.
That is Doug Plagans, my former intern, who is all grown up now and is the radio voice of the Florida Panthers, also the baseball trip aficionado, that guy. So I'm a little bit jealous. He has the time to go out and do that stuff. I go to ballparks all over the place in the summer, but they're youth ballparks. Well, they keep getting bigger now. I mean, what am I? I'm helping to coach U16 this year, so we're in the bigger ballparks, and the play is getting to be more like the pro game than it ever has been before, and the players are starting to act more like pro players much more than they ever did before. That's a good thing and a bad thing, because sometimes it's a plus because they play really hard like them, and then sometimes it's minus because they whine really bad like them. So they would probably tell you that their coach does too. But anyway, neither here nor there. Big one tonight for the Blue Jackets taking on Florida. What else is going on in the NHL tonight? The Penguins won last night. That was a big game for Pittsburgh. They played against the Montreal Canadiens. It was a back-to-back situation. The Penguins won that game 5-3. That helps them to separate themselves from the Blue Jackets a little bit in the standings. And that was the only game that had any bearing on the Blue Jackets' playoff future. But the other games tonight, Tampa is in Brooklyn to take on the Islanders. The Flyers are at home against the Rangers tonight. Arizona is at Carolina. Edmonton will be in Ottawa this evening. The Washington Capitals are in Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Nashville is at home hosting Toronto. Chicago is at home playing against Vancouver tonight. The LA Kings are in Colorado to face the Avalanche. And the Vegas Golden Knights are in San Jose. They'll play the Sharks. Playoff picture. Blue Jackets right now sit in third place in the Metropolitan Division with 87 points. They are 2 points behind the Pittsburgh Penguins. Both teams are now at the same number of games played. Of course, the Blue Jackets will jump ahead by one after tonight's game. And Washington, 91 points, just 4 ahead of the Blue Jackets. Philadelphia is in the first wild card spot with 86 points. They're 1 point behind the Blue Jackets. New Jersey with 82 points. They're 5 behind the Blue Jackets. And Florida with 81 points, sitting only 1 behind New Jersey. New Jersey's the team that's in trouble right now. And that long road trip that they had gone on out west is starting to, they started off great. They won in Nashville, then they won in Vegas, and then they won in Los Angeles, but then they lost in Anaheim, and then they lost in San Jose. So they're going to be in Pittsburgh to wind up that trip, because that makes total sense, right? 3 games in California and then play in Pittsburgh. Anyway. Then that'll be a catch-22, depending upon where the Blue Jackets are in the standings at that point, because that's tomorrow. If they're able to get the 2 points tonight and be tied with the Penguins, you want the New Jersey Devils to win that game and, you know, have a chance to take over second place or stay on pace with the Penguins, all that stuff. There's just so many things going on. These last 8 games, it's going to be up and down. It's still a roller coaster the entire way. But it's a fun ride, and it's an especially fun ride now that the Blue Jackets look to have themselves in a position where they can get in. I mean, this 9 games, 18 points, what a difference this has made in this division. The Blue Jackets are hot at the right time. I would love if they stay hot tonight against the Florida Panthers. Let's run this winning streak to double digits. That's the idea. It is not going to be easy. It is not going to be easy. Some of the guys I talked with Doug Plagans about. I mean, Alexander Barkov, a healthy Alexander Barkov this year, is one of the big differences for the Florida Panthers. He's got 73 points, 26 goals. Trocheck, he leads the team in goals, and he's got 28 of those. He leads the team in hits, too, and the guy's 5'10". You talk about a competitor, he loves to play. Keith Yandel, big offensive force from the blue line. Nick Bjugstad, another big centerman who's starting to figure it out and put it together. 45 points for him on the year, 17 goals. Just, you can go up and down this lineup. And some of these names are not household names by any means. But that does not mean that they're not good players. So to get to number 10 in a row tonight is going to be tough for the Blue Jackets. But they've been red hot at home. And it can be done. It can be done. Will it be done? That's the question that's going to be answered at 7 o'clock tonight. That's what time the game starts tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45 on the Blue Jackets radio network, which includes the flagship station, 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also get the game at BlueJackets.com, and you can hear it through your phone by using the Blue Jackets app. Blue Jackets and the Florida Panthers, head-to-head, two of the hottest teams in the NHL, square off tonight at Nationwide Arena. Until then, I'm Bob McElligott saying so long.